I've got some questions for you. When
there's no welcome, there's no welcome.
What's well, yeah, on? But I got some questions. Welcome to the Gentle Man's Podcast. I am the award-winning chef Chris Fusen. Joining me on the phone, all the way from war-torn Spokane, Washington, is the red-blooded American Corey Florence. Spokane, Washington, 3 hours behind.
Yeah, what month is it? I don't even know what month it is.
I was about to say.
Wow.
You landed when Sunday, and you told me just before we hit record that you may be getting used to sleeping out that way, but now you have to fly back?
Yeah, and I have to fly back at, I think, 5 y'all's time, so 2 here is when we got to be at the airport, I think, basically.
That's a.m.?
Yep,
that's not sucks. A fucking thing. Yep.
And apparently, we were talking to the bartender, and we asked him, like, you know, hey, you know, it only took us 20 minutes to get here. We're on the first flight out. What do you suggest? He's like, well, he's like, everybody here is flying east, so fuck, everybody and their goddamn mother is trying to get on the plane at the earliest. So that's gonna be fun in fuck, the morning.
That's gonna suck ass. Do you have pre-check?
No.
Damn it, that sucks worse.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
I've got 2 questions.
Okay.
You spent a decent amount of time in Spokane, Washington, the great Northwest. How many flannel patterned but not actually flannel material shirts have you bought?
0. So, 0 is the question. We actually did not venture out because we were so fucked, like, just our bodies were just useless for the whole first day we were here, basically. And then we woke up to go start doing classes and shit, and that's what we've done the past 2 days. So I've not purchased anything here.
That actually kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed about it, yeah. But it is what it is.
I actually just thought of another question, but question number 2, how many wool knit caps do you now own?
Also 0.
Okay, so that ties into the question first question. 1. Yeah, that ties into the first question, yeah.
Yeah.
Third question is, so you've been in Spokane, you've been in Washington State, so you're communist now, or what are we doing?
No, we're good. It was hard. Held strong. I was waiting for a crosswalk, and 2 chotch bags walked by me smoking pipes with skinny jeans, and, like, I started, like, tweaking a little bit. This was like on, this was yesterday, no, this was today at like 12:30.
Yeah.
Just walking across the street smoking fucking pipe.
Can you even get like Bush Light out there, or is everything like Sierra Nevada?
No, so we have a bar. It's actually this bar in our hotel. These hotels are fucking awesome, by the way.
Nice.
But the bar that had like Bud Light, on tap, it's like Bud Light and then like 3 fucking IPAs.
Yeah.
And like another, I don't even know where it is. But we did try a beer from Arizona. I can't remember what it was called or anything, so no free ads, but it was fantastic.
Nice.
But other than that, there's a couple breweries around us, but we're just ripping and running and trying to do the meet and greet and
right.
Networking, all that shit. There's really no time. Basically, we've just been staying at the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it work trips, shit like that or whatever, especially something like you went to a conference, you know, and
yeah.
I've been to less involved things as far as like there's a stop time and shit like that. You really kind of don't get to do, you know, a whole lot of cool shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Like my mom used to have to go to Las Vegas all the time for trade shows, and it sounds awesome. And she said it was fucking miserable the whole time.
Yeah, and, like, I'll say this. If, you know, if we did this and we came, like, if we had 2 days somewhere else, like, in between, you know, before or after, one day before, one day after, that might be different.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as we landed, of course, we traveled all day Sunday. And then it was fucking, like, it was a 10:30 here when we got to the hotel. And so we went to the bar, and the guy was like, closing time's at 11. He's like, but I'll let y'all hang out, you know, if you want to. So we ended up staying there till about 11:30 or so. And then he gave us like a couple free drinks and shit too. So
oh, nice.
It was pretty cool. But then we woke up and we didn't know where the fuck we were. Like, I looked at the door or at the window, and there's like an old steam plant. Like, the stacks are still there.
Yeah.
And then I looked across, and there's like three or four like hotels, but they're all like brick, old school type. And then there are just trees. And I was like, where the fuck am I? Like, I got scared. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in fucking Washington.
Nice.
But, like, from my room, you can see some, like, mountains and shit. And, like, far away, you can see, like, an ice cap mountain. It's beautiful. Like, don't get me wrong. But I will say this. The homeless. So, you want to just roll into my Washington updates?
Yes.
Or, okay, notes, news and notes. So the homeless population here is way worse than Lexington, Kentucky. Spokane's about, I think, the same size, maybe a little bit bigger than Lexington.
Yeah.
But these people are trying to walk up to you, and it's a different breed, put it that way.
Yeah.
Note number two, the trees are fucking awesome out here, as expected. From what I can see from my hotel room, like I said, we didn't go down to like a park or anything. But what I can see from my room, it's pretty fantastic. So that's cool. Note number three, I made that the John Denver joke from Dumb and Dumber at least 19 times while I was in the Denver airport, because you can't see anything from where we were. And so I just motherfucked. And one of the guys that I'm with is young and has never seen Dumb and Dumber, so that joke didn't land with him.
Damn it.
And the other one doesn't watch movies. Damn so it. He's an older guy. So I just was making this to whoever would walk up to him. Note number four. We had like about an hour layover in Denver, hour and a half. And so we walked to our gate, and then we kind of was like, all right, what's close? And so we went, there was like a little bar there, and it was packed. But except there was like one person sitting at a table of four, like nine times over. Yeah. So basically, we couldn't sit in there. So right beside it, I don't even know what the fuck it was called. But the fucking door, or like the glass, just had a bunch of pretzels that had like shit on them.
Yeah.
So like one of them was like a fucking pretzel with salt, and then jalapenos and pepperoni and cheese fucking melted on it.
Okay.
And then they had like these humongous like fucking hot dogs, like jumbo dogs, that were wrapped in like a bagel-ish or whatever. Okay. And they were plain. Or you get them with like jalapenos and cheese on them and shit.
That sounds awesome.
So we carb loaded, and I got a pretzel, just a regular pretzel with a big old cup of nacho cheese.
Mm.
And then I got a big fucking, I think it was just called a cheese dog. And they had like three different cheeses melted on the bagel and a big fucking wiener. And it was awesome.
That sounds so awesome.
So that, and then note number five, we're staying at this place called the Davenport Tower. And like, it's got like three other hotels. So like, there's the Davenport Hotel, Davenport Tower, Davenport something else. And so obviously they're all connected and stuff. And the food here is fucking fantastic.
Awesome.
And they had their own turn on like certain things. And so I had like, we had breakfast here one morning, and I was like, gotta try biscuits and gravy. And then as I ordered it, we were talking about it. I was like, this is not going to be Southern biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
So it comes, and the fucking eggs, gorgeous, fucking potatoes, gorgeous. And then the, like, it was like a kind of like a burnt biscuit, but in a good way.
Yeah.
And then it had like a brown gravy with like spices in it.
Yes.
And it had like a, like it had a kick to it. And then it had like some chives diced on it. Yeah. Too. Dude, it ain't our gravy, but it was fucking good. It was nice. A different take on it, and it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
So, and then they got like a bunch of flatbreads up here that just have all these, like, there's a Thai one that used like a peanut base for like the sauce with some cheese and chives on. Oh, goddamn. And chicken.
That's awesome.
So we've been eating like kings, because also we get fed breakfast and lunch at the conference. And they did not fucking leave anything out. I was eating like fucking, I had like two plates of like basically like
fucking 10 eggs, like 95 pieces of fucking bacon. They had home potatoes. They had fucking fresh fruit that was delightful. So we've been all, like, I guarantee we all gained probably about fucking 20 pounds.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, it's all in all, like, I mean, at the end of the day, I did not see Drew Timmy, so I haven't got to punch him. You know, kind of disappointed about that. Maybe he's flying out tomorrow morning with us.
There's still time.
It's been beautiful. It was way colder. That fucking weatherman lied. Luckily, I did carry a pair of jeans with me. Because some of the classes we have were on top of this fucking hotel.
Oh, God.
It was like 20 stories. And so, because we had to have GPS service, obviously.
Yeah.
But like I said, I wish I could have gone out and done a couple more things. But, like, I have a fucking huge-ass, like, 20x20 window, and it's just fucking gorgeous.
That's awesome.
So, I guess it's a successful trip. I learned a lot. Hopefully, it gets me a raise or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And everybody, we're the only people from Kentucky. So, for the people that don't know, obviously, that listen to this podcast, Carlson is the software we use for CAD. And it's also now will be used for, like, our GPS heads and our data collectors and stuff. They're based out of, ready, Maysville, Kentucky. Instead of doing the every other year where we're close, like Maysville or Cincinnati, we decided to go all the way to Spokane, Washington. And everybody was like, y'all are from where this shit's made. And y'all came out here, and we were like, yeah. So, but like I said, it's gorgeous out here. I'd like to see more of, like, Colorado when I was in there and stuff, but I mean, if you gave me a plot of land right now, I'd be all right with it.
Nice.
So, that is the Washington update. Good. There may be another update next week, depending on how the traveling goes.
All right. Well, I was going to say safe travels, but it seems like something to do at the end of the show, right?
Yeah.
So I won't say it yet.
Yeah.
I ain't done shit, so I'll just go ahead and just get that out of the way.
Fair enough. How's the weather in Kentucky?
I mean, normal. You know, I've actually had some really
red, ripe, wingest motherfucker.
Yeah. Backwards, no shoes, some bitch.
Yeah. Fucking hoodlums.
I will say this. Jamie and I watched a show on Netflix. It's actually I'm learning now that it's coming across a lot of people's dashboards, whatever, but it's called Baby Reindeer. I told you about it last night.
Yeah.
Dude, this show is fucking wild. I don't want to say too much, man, because it's just, you just gotta watch it. Longtime listener Brian watched it today. I need to get his thoughts. But
hopefully Teresa hasn't watched it, because that way we can binge it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's very bingeable, because it's like 7 episodes. The episodes aren't too long. We knocked it out. Like, we started at, like, 6 o'clock last night and knocked it out before bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Real quick, because I know you don't want to talk too much about it. Did you watch Fallout?
I've not watched Fallout yet. I need to watch it.
It's really fucking awesome. I played enough of the game to kind of know what's up.
Yeah.
But it is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I need to watch Fallout, because I've heard from two very reliable sources that it's really, really, really good. And now three reliable sources, so that it's very good. So I need to check that out. so that's about it.
Cool. You had a busy, productive week, it sounds like.
Yeah. I've actually been getting my balls kicked in at work, but that's a
just different. Yeah.
I'm gonna exercise those demons this Friday night, because I do have this Friday night. Me and long term listener Toll are going to a concert.
Long term, nice.
Or long term, long time listener.
Yeah,
that's what I meant to say. We're going to a concert Friday night. But here's a couple things that'll just kind of shock you. It's at Manchester. My first time ever going to Manchester.
You've not been?
Never been to Manchester. Never went there when it was Buster's. None of it. Shocker number two, this will be my second official concert in my life.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
I'm pissed I can't come. There's no way that I'm gonna be worth shit.
No. Like, it's a lot. Also, too, you know, I mean, you're probably gonna want to stay home for a couple days. You know, you got that big nice couch. You're gonna want to put a dent in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna clang and bang the misses and yeah. What?
Yeah.
And also, I've not been allowed this. Update number 6. There is no online gambling in the great state of fucking Washington. So that your boy's been jonesing a little bit.
Oh, update on that. Update number 3, I guess, for me. I've been on a cold streak. Absolute frigid. I took a break after losing my balls at some baseball and basketball bets.
Yeah.
And then deposited and won like 2 bets and then just completely lost it all. And I have literally tonight, I have a $10 bonus bet and I just picked one of the pre-populated parlays. So basically tonight, it all relies on JJ Redick if he can get me a winner or not.
I've bet on his parlays twice and I've won both of them.
Well, it's plus +1,000, so I'm not really holding my breath.
The 2 I won, I think it was 700, and one was like 1142 or something.
Yeah. So if JJ Redick's listening to this, I hope you're right. I hope your prop picking is as good as your college free throw shooting.
Yeah, basically what I did was, because I Googled this before I left. So basically I just made a bunch of like Monday and Tuesday bets for like basketball and hockey.
Yeah.
And then made a bunch of series bets. So that way I had a lot of investments. I invested, let's say.
Yeah, at least you had action, you know.
And then I ended up – so we were at whatever bar it changes every month in Lexington. And so for anybody that doesn't know, I also have a horrifying fear of fucking flying. So I have to get drunk because no medicine works. So I got tipsy enough. And we were sitting at the bar, and I had made some bets for that day, and like 3 of them hit. So then I just invested more money into like series wins and – like conference winners and shit like that. And they made like 5 other additional bets there. And I was like, all right, I'm good. So basically now I'm at like $106 with like 20 series bets out right now. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Did I tell you about the early win bet that I've been hot on lately?
Maybe. Is it a baseball one?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so you bet a money line, and if your team goes up 2 runs at the end of the inning, you win it automatically. So I've done that like 5 times, and one of them all, but the team itself has only won once.
That's awesome.
Which is fan-fucking-tastic. The Braves won 1 time. That was it.
Yeah. So that was gambling talk, I guess.
Yep.
We actually have some NFL news. Unbeknownst to everyone, this just kind of popped up on my like Twitter feed. Zach Wilson got traded to the Broncos.
Yeah, 6th rounder, I believe, right?
Yeah, for like a 6th rounder.
I don't mind that if I'm Denver. I mean,
I don't mind.
You like fucking Drew Lock so much.
Yeah,
maybe try it out.
I don't mind it if you're Denver. I guess maybe like the thought process is it's kind of cheap to get a 1st round pick or a former 1st round pick, and it gets him closer to home. Maybe that was the thought process.
Well, so my thinking was, so I did a mock draft on my other podcast, my football podcast, and we were mocking all the teams with no trades, right? And as much as Denver needs 65 things, if you want to try to gamble on a quarterback, I get it. I don't know if anybody will be there by that time. Like they can't afford to trade up.
Yeah.
So what they should do is try this guy. They have Zach Wilson and who else they have? They have somebody else. And
try that out and then maybe start building. I don't know. They're a clusterfuck. They don't have that many picks either. They blew their wad, obviously, getting the coach and stuff. So I'm not sure what they're going to do.
I think it's time for Denver to bring him home. Call up Trevor Siemian.
Oh, it's crazy talk. That's crazy talk.
So Zach Wilson goes to the Broncos. That happened it was 2 days ago. The big news from today, the Lions and Amon-Ra St. Brown have come to an agreement on an extension, 4-year extension worth $120 million with $77 million guaranteed.
I fucking love it. Also, in the same fucking hour, they signed Penei Sewell, for 4 years, 112.
Yeah, he's the highest paid O lineman now.
Yep.
At 20 something mil a year.
21 and some change. So yeah, they spent in 2 days or in 2 hours, they spent $232 million.
Which I think about it like this: I was talking to our resident Lions fan, or one of our resident Lions fans, and he was kind of questioning it a little bit, but I think about it like this. Yeah, I don't know, but I kind of think about it like this. Like, St. Brown's one of the best things to happen to the Lions in our lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then Penei Sewell, he was their first round pick whenever they drafted him. I don't remember exactly what pick he was, but he was their first round pick when they drafted him. And the guy has done nothing but produce since he's been on the team. He had a little bit of an issue early on with some penalties and things like that, but he's not in trouble. He, you know what I'm saying? And he's, I don't have it in front of me, but I know he's got the accolades.
Oh no, he's done. I mean, yeah, he's had a few issues way early. I mean, that was just young.
Yeah.
But he was drafted first round of 2021, pick 7.
Yeah, so 7th overall pick in 21. Yeah, invest in that guy, you know? Especially if he's been producing for you.
Well, that's the thing too. So Detroit's made some decent moves. See, I don't know why Joe would be pissed about this, really. They've made some decent moves this offseason, and they're talking about re-signing Jared Goff. Jared Goff is going to take a discount and then some. So, they have this money to spend, and it took until, all the free agency right for the draft to do it, which is fine, because that means you've realized that, all right, these two guys are our guys. We're not going to really worry about anything else. We might as well go lock up two offensive keystones right now.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you think about Goff, Goff has made – he's made his generational wealth with his L.A. contract he had, right?
Yep.
That was a massive contract and, whatever. It's neither here nor there whether he deserved it or not. But the dude's made his money now, and now he wants to win. So I agree with you there that Goff is in a position now where, no, he doesn't have to be the highest paid player on the team, and he doesn't have to be the highest paid quarterback. He has to be competitively paid because he keeps playing really good football. But when you got your number 7 pick from just 3 years ago, who's 2-time Pro Bowler, and this past year he made the All Pro. He was an All Pro this past year.
Which is what matters, in my opinion.
Dude, pay the guy. I've got no issues paying either of these players, because St. Brown. Let's see if I can pull up anything on St. Brown. Of course not. Not anytime soon.
I'll do it. But I'm on Ra. Let's start with Penei too. Or I'm sorry. Let's go back to Goff too. Goff is actually wanted in Detroit too.
Yes.
So now I could also see them maybe drafting somebody late this year, maybe. But if anything, it'd just be to tuck them away. I think they have enough faith in him. I mean, hell, they took him to the fucking NFC Championship last year. So,
yeah, dude, they were a game away to the big time.
For Amon-Ra's career, 3 years, 315 catches, 3,600 yards, averages 11 a catch, 21 tutties, so averaging 70 a year.
Jeez. And then he's made 2 Pro Bowls, and then he was an All Pro this past year too.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, they're not wasting your money.
Nope.
you're spending your money on two guys that are top producers on your team.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Which I'm obviously not a Detroit fan, super, you know, at the time fan, obviously. I don't know why you wouldn't enjoy this. Your team's been better than it's been in I don't know how many years. These are two staples to your squad. Lock them down.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, like, those are big, you know, they're big contracts. But, like, for Amon-Ra, I don't think he's the highest paid wide receiver. And for Penei, that is all going to change next year. So, like, you got them locked in. You have to do the math. Cap's always going to go up. It's a good – they're both good signings.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really good move by the Lions. And then you know what it does for – you know what it does for Detroit fans is it shows – if I were a Detroit fan, it shows me that, okay, the ownership's serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like – you've seen, I mean, there's some just kind of going full sports, I guess. Like, you got, like, Chicago Bulls are not serious at all about playing competitive basketball.
Well, they're fucking owners, piece of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, there's other, we used to talk about it about the Bengals before they really got serious with some of their moves. They weren't serious about football. Like, moves like this with sticking with their coach and sticking with Goff, who's doing the most for that team, and now signing your two of your best players to massive contracts, that shows me that the ownership or the leadership and the coaching staff, like, this is – the Lions are here to play serious football now.
Well, and you could argue they are the two best players they have, too. And I say this too, to say, you know, they made a couple splashes last year. And everybody's like, why would you draft? What's his name? Fuck. The running back. But anyway, why would you draft this? Yada yada yada. Look, now, I don't know what their cap space is right now, but they have more than enough left over to sign all their draftees, and then also sign Goff to a modest contract, and they have the number 29 pick in the first round. They have the number 29 pick in the second round. And then they have the 9th from a trade in the third round. So they have 3 picks within the first 70 picks. So now you can start building all the other pieces. That defense has gotten better, but for the most part, it's kind of liquid hard garbage.
Yeah.
You could spend all of it on defense.
Yeah.
And start, like, they need an edge, they need a D tackle, they need a safety, and they need a cornerback. And for some reason, they have wide receiver listed as needs, but that's a 5th. So, right there, that tells you just fucking hammer down on fucking defense this year. And there's still some decent, there could be some trades done too, but there's still some decent free agencies out there after the draft that you can scrape together as backups or something like that. So,
yeah.
Detroit's in a great place.
Yeah, Detroit's trending up, definitely. That's about all I have for NFL news.
Yeah, drafts this week. This is my Christmas. I'm pretty jacked. Unfortunately, probably won't be able to fucking watch it because I'll be fucking snoozing. The only thing I'll say is I want us to trade with the Vikings, not the Falcons. The fucking Chargers. Because Vikings, they packaged all that shit to trade up. And I want it to be with us. And I like Drake May, but, like, I want us to build. And if we just fucking stockpile great picks, I would rather do that. And then, like, I love Jacoby Brissett. So I'm fine with him, you know, running the lead or running our team for a year or two. I actually want us to trade out and then draft Penix, like with the 23rd or something like that is what I want. But
yeah,
that's probably not going to happen.
I want one of two things out of Indianapolis. I want them to either if it's there, I would like for them to take Brock Bowers, just because, you know.
So the only way it wouldn't happen is the Jets just are stupid and draft. That's the only other place I can see Brock going that early. They need so many things, but yet they still keep talking about a pass catcher. And I know Joe Douglas has to make moves, but that's a horrible pick for them. You would probably be the next one up for a title.
And then, you know, it's last week and this week has been smokescreen season with all of the hearing out of this camp, you know, all those stories coming out. I got one. I got one today that made my pickle wiggle. It was. I don't remember who it was from. So it could have been just any. It could have just been some Joe. But apparently, out of someone in Indianapolis's organization, said that it's not out of the realm of possibility for Indy to trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr.
That'd be wild, but you got to remember, Chris, what's today? Wednesday, the day before. That means every rumor that comes out now is smoke.
I know it. That's why I'm not getting excited about it or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know, it's smoke screen season. Everybody's blowing smoke right now. You know, it could be Indianapolis putting out smoke on purpose to get Harrison taken too early, maybe.
Well, I mean, my dream scenario is just fuck everybody's day up and the Patriots take him. But if somehow the first three quarterbacks, there's no question Arizona's taking Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
With a fourth. Because Chargers, as much as they need, the Chargers are going to go O-line. You got Alt from Notre Dame that's sitting right there. That's a clear winner right there. They could even so the other partner that they've been talking about, the Vikings trading, is the Chargers to take J.J. McCarthy. Our resident Viking fan is jacked about that. So, but, I mean, there's no way that Marvin Harrison makes it out of the top five.
No, I don't think so either. If top four, really. He could probably make it out of the top four, but if he slides past seven, I'll be like, all right, someone fumbled here.
Well, and you have your smart people that are actually working, because Jim Irsay is still in rehab and he won't be there on draft day in the war room. So you have your intelligent people that you've hired to trust that's going to be doing all this drafting. So
I'll have you know, Jim Irsay denied allegations of overdose.
Well, regardless, he's in rehab, and he won't be at the war room. All right. So take that how you want to.
Yeah. So the NFL draft's going to be awesome to watch, at least the first round, because after that, I don't give a shit. I know you do, but I don't. Yeah. Let's switch gears to the NBA playoffs. I've got the bracket right up in front of me. I've got no scores, so we're just going off of who's playing who and what the record is.
I'll assist.
So Oklahoma City, top seed in the West, is up 1-0 on the Pelicans. They are going to play tonight, actually, at 9:30, so this will be different tomorrow.
Yep.
I don't see any scenario where OKC doesn't make the sweep.
The Pelicans may be able to get one. I mean, I think they're still without Zion. If he does come back, they might be able to snake one in New Orleans. Other than that, it's going to be a five-game series at most.
Yeah. Probably. It's still weird that the first round is five games. Well, yeah. Is it five-game, and then 7-7?
No, I thought they switched it to sevens, period. If they haven't, then it's only the first round that's five.
Oh. Geez.
No, I think that's wrong. I think they switched it to sevens. Yeah, it's sevens. It's sevens. It's all sevens now.
They're all seven?
Yeah, that's why it takes 3 months to play the fucking playoff.
Okay. Anyways. So, all right, so then I take it back, because I thought this was a five-game series.
No. But that being said, I still think it'll be a five-game series, 4-1.
Yeah, I think Pelicans get one. It doesn't matter whether it's one versus eight or, you know, one versus two. It's in the NBA, it's impossible. It's damn near impossible to beat a team four times in a row.
It also will matter if Zion comes back. If he doesn't come back, they will sweep him probably.
Move down. Clippers Mavericks. This is tied up 1-1. They play again Friday night.
Love it. Love my Mavs.
Did
Got
you
a
love
lot of futures on the Mavs?
Did you love Game One? Because it wasn't great.
No, I'm okay. I mean, it was a bad loss, but I'm okay. Because at the end of the day, it was in L.A., and then we stole one.
The thing that was the most shocking about Game One Clippers-Mavs was Kawhi Leonard's not playing, and he's like the defensive guy, right?
Yeah.
The Mavericks scored 8 points in the second half or in the second quarter.
Yeah, but he came back in the second game, and they destroyed the Clippers.
I think this game, this 4-5 matchup is just going to – this one in particular is going to be a slugfest, unless Luka just decides to do his thing.
Well, then he started playing defense. What? Like, I love Luka, obviously. My man played defense. I didn't know what to think.
But, I mean, you know, Clippers really need – they really need Kawhi to get back in this series. Is he out, or is he coming back?
No, he played game two.
Did he play game two?
Yeah, I don't think he's back to full minutes, but he'll be there.
Yeah. And then you got T-Wolves and Suns. T-Wolves are up 2-0.
Yeah, and then I'm seeing right now, of course, it switches to Phoenix. But Phoenix is -4.5 against the Timberwolves tomorrow. No, 2 days from now. I would hammer Timberwolves +4.5 right there. Timberwolves are just a far superior team. The Suns have, you know, the people. They try to do a big three, and it's not working.
Anthony Edwards is basically turning into the best player in the NBA right now.
Yeah, Ant he's sick. I think that will be, if it's not a sweep, it'll be 5 games.
Did you see the clip of him jawing at KD in game one? God, that's cool. I mean, KD's not Kevin Durant is still an amazing basketball player. I'm not saying anything. Like, I'm not trying to say, oh, he's washed, he's over the hill. But he's also not 24-year-old Kevin Durant.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's still Kevin Durant. And it'd be like if Tyson was still in competitive boxing and some 18-year-old knocked him out. You got to – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to show out something. I love – Anthony Edwards jawing at KD when he was absolutely dominating game one. So yeah. I love that move. Nuggets and Lakers. Denver leads 2-0. Denver leads 2-0. The Nuggets are just a very good basketball team.
Yeah. So I have Nuggets and Mavs in the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers will steal a game in LA. But Anthony Davis had his best game of his career in game two, and the Nuggets still won on the last second shot to Jamal Murray. There was a bunch of discrepancy on a call. LeBron's just a whiny little bitch.
Right.
That's just all he's doing. There was 5 of those calls in 6 other games all week. So just because it happened at the end, that's why it's a thing now.
Yeah.
But
I saw an abbreviated – like basically like clip show or whatever of the last minute and a half of game two of this game. It was the coolest fucking basketball I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was. So the ending of that game and the ending of we'll get to the Knicks and Sixers the other night. That was the coolest fucking ending to a game I've ever seen in my life. They scored 9 points in 28 seconds.
Jeez.
It was amazing.
Well, let's just talk about it. We're over on the Eastern Conference. We'll just start from the bottom and move up. Number 2, Knicks. Number 7, 76ers. Knicks lead 2-0.
Yeah, for me, the Knicks, this might go 7. Joel Embiid, you know, I used to talk shit about him until I started actually watching him play. Joel Embiid is the best injured player I've ever seen in my life. He is still putting up crazy numbers, and he is at maybe 60% right now.
That's what I'm saying, man. This guy's played the last, what, probably other than – no, I would say the last like 3 playoff runs that they've had, he should have probably been on IR.
Well, and he wasn't supposed to come back this year, and he came back like 2 weeks ago.
God.
And then our boy Tyrese Maxey has turned into a star. I don't know if you've seen any of them play, But man, Tyrese is the fucking truth.
Philly, so this sounds weird, but Philly getting James Harden out of town was best for everybody because James Harden's doing well with the Clippers. But it's way better for the Sixers because it allows Maxey to do what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
You know, because when you have a guy like Harden on your team that's a volume, he's like a volume shooter, you got to feed him and you got to feed your MVP, Embiid. And so there's not a lot of room left for anybody else to get into a rhythm and things like that. And Maxey's playing really, really good basketball right now. I want to do a little, maybe it's like a little pseudo this league, but is Jalen Brunson just putting it on the city of Philadelphia?
So it's already been, it's already been like Mark Cuban has already come out and it's like, I regret so fucking hard not re-signing him. He's the best thing that has happened to that city. You could argue since probably Patrick Ewing. And I'm counting that over Carmelo. They just love him a certain different way. And nobody believed in him. And he is fucking putting up MVP numbers. And I think he can carry with the pretty decent cast he has around him. I do think this will go to seven. But I think the Knicks have a solid chance against the Celtics in the finals.
Ooh. That'll be interesting to see. You got number three, Bucks. Number six, Pacers. Series is tied at 1-1. They play Friday night or Friday afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it, 5:30.
Friday, yeah. For me, this is simple. I mean, before I knew if Giannis was playing or not, I put a future on the Pacers to win this series. They stole one from Milwaukee at Milwaukee, and now it goes to Indiana. I don't think Giannis is playing. I don't think Giannis is playing this series. And that matters.
That does matter. And
Lillard can only do so much scoring. He's going to have to score 50 points because he can't play fucking defense. I can play defense better than Lillard. So the Pacers have a really talented team with Siakam and Halliburton and a couple of good other players. I think this might go 7 too, but I think the Pacers win.
That would be wild, especially like for just – Indiana basketball in general, like Pacers, what was it? Was Lance Stevenson was like the last thing that I remember being like, oh shit, the Pacers, you know?
Yeah. So I'm watching it because it's on, but that's about it.
Yeah. You got number four Cavs versus number five Magic. Cleveland leads 2-0. I don't know too much about either one of these teams. But I do know that the Magic are very young. So if they get bounced by the Cavs in this series as an Orlando fan, I don't think you can really get too sad because you've got a young, like, really feisty team.
Yeah, for me, this is the series that nobody wants to watch unless you got money on it, and then you're still watching hockey probably instead. The Cavaliers are playing really good. They have, I mean, obviously Donovan Mitchell is an MVP caliber player. The Magic, besides the Thunder, so you could argue that the Magic, the only reason they're not as impressive as the Thunder is because the Thunder is the number one seed, and that stuff has come together so much faster for them. But the Magic have been doing very well collecting talent, and they've had some injury issues. They're kind of a fun team to watch, but it's just – I mean, this could go four games. This could go seven games. The Magic might still went home. They're kind of fun to watch, but this is not a fun series to watch. So, I mean, Cavs, I think, move on. But the Magic are getting there. They're getting close.
It's a terrible color series.
Oh, it's awful. It is atrocious.
I mean, I love the Magic color scheme with the black, blue, and silver.
Yeah, but then you throw in maroon and gold.
Yeah, like, the Cavs color scheme is just gross. And then you got number one Celtics, number eight Heat. Boston's leads 1-0. They're actually playing right now.
Yep. They're up six right now going into the fourth quarter.
Is this up six going into the fourth, but overall as far as like Celtics versus Heat, is this kind of a thanks for coming out Heat because the Celtics are so dominant in the East? Or
so for me, the Celtics are by far away the best team in the league right now. That being said, they had two horrible losses to Washington and Detroit, the two worst teams in the league. So, and I think you could argue that they were trying shit because they're like, I think they won the East by like 14 games or something.
Jeez.
So you could argue that's what they're doing. This is the best Celtics team I've ever seen in my life because I don't remember the Berg stuff. So the only issue is everybody's scared of the Heat. Guess what happened last year when the Heat was 8 seed and Celtics were number 1 seed? The Heat knocked them out.
Yeah.
But the Heat, you could argue the team is better this year, but you also could argue that they're not as good. They've been injured a lot. They Jimmy is not him this year.
Oh.
Tyler Hero finally came back, but he is still not playing Hero ball. Duncan Robinson, you know, he can actually kill you, literally, if he goes 0 for 10. You never know. Right. So I think the fun-loving playoff culture Heat, it's probably done in the first round this year. They could probably see their home right now. Oh, I'm sorry. The Heat are up. My bad.
Oh, Heat are up going into the fourth.
Heat are up 6 going into the fourth.
Okay.
The Heat can easily steal one or two at home. Honestly, the Heat have always been in the Celtics' head. Every Boston fan you talk about, like, what's his name? Bill Simmons, Bill Burr, the creator of The Office, Mike Schur. Anytime they talk about their Celtics, the only team they're afraid of is the Heat to steal. So,
and Denver.
Yeah, and Denver. But they won't see them, obviously, until the finals. I think the Celtics are by far, in a way, the best team in the league. There's no question.
Yeah.
And they're relatively healthy. Like, probably the healthiest team and the healthiest they've been in 3 years. So,
I mean, when you square up for game one and you get on DraftKings and the point spread's 14.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
That kind of tells a story in its own.
Yeah.
You know.
So, if we want to do it real quick, I got Mavs and Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. And I have the Knicks, the number 2 seed against the Celtics in a old-school teams that those two teams back in the day had some battles. I got the Knicks and the Celtics in the East. Mm. I got Celtics winning. As much as I want the Mavericks to win, the Nuggets are, I think, a better team. So it'd be Celtics or Nuggets, a rematch. And I think it'll go 7.
You think 7?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, the Celtics has been the better team, but I've watched Denver a lot the past few weeks. They're so fucking good.
They are so fucking good.
I'm just going to say it's going to go to game 7. That's all. I can't pick a winner yet.
I want to see – so I don't want to talk too far ahead because I didn't realize the first round 7-game series. But if the Timberwolves put away the Suns – And the Nuggets are more than likely going to put away the Lakers because I just don't think the Lakers have the legs for it anymore right now. Their team is very old. Some of their key pieces are very old. If you get T-Wolves Nuggets with the way the Wolves have played games 1 and 2 against the Suns, which on paper the Suns are like a guy off dream team. If you end up with T-Wolves and Nuggets, I want to see how that series goes. If it's Nuggets and it's 5-2, or if it's Nuggets and it's 4-1 or whatever, 4-3, so 6-1. You know,
yeah, I don't know how 5-2 is going to happen either. But yeah,
in a 7-game series.
Yeah, you can't win 5 games in a 7-game series.
Oh shit! Yeah, you're right. If it's Nuggets in 4 or Nuggets in 5, I think you just go ahead and put another fucking trophy in their locker room.
Yeah, watching them play, like I said, I know Celtics were good. I mean, clearly they were the best team all year. But watching the Nuggets, you got Jamal Murray healthy, Jokic healthy, Aaron Gordon is playing out of his mind.
Oh, wow.
And he's not even, like, you could argue the third. And as much as I hate Michael Porter Jr., that motherfucker can shoot the goddamn ball, and he's healthy, and his percentages are way up.
Yeah.
So that core four right there is insane. And they have some decent talent. They got Caldwell Pope. Caldwell Pope is on there too. Kadavious.
You could argue he's a great six man. I mean, they got a squad. They got that Kyle Brown or whatever from Kansas that lit up everything last year. He's good off the bench. I mean, they got a great squad.
Yeah. That's why I want to see the next round, if it ends up being Nugs and T-Wolves, I want to see that series, because that series is going to tell you how good this Nuggets team is, because the Timberwolves are just they're just rolling right now.
Yeah, and that's why I like the Mavericks' chances against the Thunder. Kyrie and Luka are better than Shea and insert next person. I guess it would be
Chet. No, Chet. Maybe. I don't know who their next guy is.
So, yeah, I'm looking Mavs Nugs, and I'm looking Celtics Knicks is what I'm thinking.
All right. That's the NBA playoffs. Breakdown of the first two or so games.
I'm not going to break down hockey because, like I said, I bet on it a lot, but even I don't know the rules.
I was about to say,
we can maybe talk about the conference champions or something like that.
But I don't even know if I could do that. I could do some research and talk out of my ass, but
yeah, I can say if you want to put money on it, I know Dallas is down one right now. Dallas Stars are a good bet to win the championship. I was big on the Florida Panthers early. They've since kind of petered out a little bit. The Rangers look really, really good, the Metropolitan Division. The Carolina Hurricanes look amazing as well. If there is a Canadian team that you would want to root for, the Canadian teams have not won in a very, very, very long time. I would probably do the Edmonton Oilers, probably.
Mm. I forgot I have a hockey guy at work. I could just use him to gamble.
There you go. Although I've been doing pretty good, so
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, as far as hockey goes for me, it would take 3 minutes to convince me that Steve Yzerman still plays.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
And there's probably someone who knows hockey that's just dying laughing right now.
Yeah. Yzerman!
Because they know how old Steve Yzerman is.
Yeah. So, yeah, That was
sports talk and a shorter podcast.
Really, I'm trying to get a slide. I don't know what to fucking do.
Corey's got to be up in literally like what 5 hours? Actually, yeah, you've got to be out the
door. Maybe it's 9:05 your all's time right now. It is still gorgeous out here. Sunny as could be. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. That's I think we've had a pretty good podcast. I think it's time we do that thing we love to do at the end of each podcast. I think it's time to drop the mic. I'll go first. I do have a little bit of trepidation about going to this concert just because I am 35. and I'm just a little worried, because the only other concert I've ever been to was a Lamb of God concert, but I was also like 23.
Well, that game, you're kind of dumbing it down a little bit going to Fit for a King.
I know, but I could bounce up, you know what I'm saying? And the mosh pit at that concert was a very, very good mosh pit. You know, like if you fell down, there was 8 hands in your face trying to help you up.
Yeah.
I just hope for that.
Yeah. You might get lucky.
Yeah.
I will say, for the most part, that I've been to Manchester quite a bit, and it's a small venue, but it's personal, and it's a nice venue. Make sure you tally your drinks, because they do have a tendency to add on to your tab.
Fair enough.
So, but yeah, hope y'all have fun out there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
My mic drop is, I will not hesitate to come back to the state of Washington. It is beautiful out here. And it's, you know, we have a lot of trees and mountains in Kentucky, but these trees and mountains are different. Yeah. And this is the farthest I've been west. I think before that it was Houston. It was the farthest I've been west. So
I was going to say, you've almost made it all the way west.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was kind of pissed. The one thing I wanted to do, and it was not as close as I thought maybe, and the two people, including the one that's in charge of the rental car, he did not go along with it either. The one thing I fucking wanted to do is Spokane is really close to Idaho on the border, and I wanted to go to Idaho and just buy a potato. And they were not here for it. So I'm kind of pissed about that. But other than that, all in all, you know, like I said, it's gorgeous out here. So,
yeah, you're like, what, 2 hours from the coast?
No, I'm far. I'm on the east side of Spokane's on the very east.
Oh, I see it. Never mind. So you're probably a solid, like, probably 4 hours from the coast.
Probably. I'm actually closer to Calgary, I think, and Vancouver or Edmonton. I can't remember.
No, not Vancouver. Vancouver. No, not Vancouver. I'm looking at it right now.
What was it, Calgary then?
Yeah, you're closer to the province of Calgary.
Yeah, so I think I'm closer to Calgary than I am to the Pacific Ocean.
Directly, I was going to say, directly north is British Columbia.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a different kind of, you know, me and outdoors and stuff as far as, like, you know, just nature and the beauty of it. It's a different look. It's gorgeous.
That is a shame about Idaho, because you are, like, right there.
Dude, I was so jacked. And they're like, what the fuck? Why? I'm like, are you fucking serious? Not even buy an Idaho brand potato. Just go to Idaho and buy a fucking potato.
Yeah.
You can say you have a potato from fucking Idaho.
You're like, right there.
Yeah, but no. Yeah. So, whatever.
It'd be funny if you try to get that through security. You're like, sir, we can't let you.
Like, sir, it's from Idaho.
Yeah, we can't let you do that. A lot of Idaho, or a lot of potato trafficking going on these days.
That would be some shit. So we got way too much Idaho traffic coming through here.
Well, Corey, I know you're going to be on a plane while I'm well and fast asleep, so I hope you travel safe, get back home to us safe, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Later.
All right. Hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Hope you continue to listen to the podcast. Share it with your friends. You know what to tell them. Subscribe, rate, and review so we can grow this little community we got going. And as always, thank you now.